David Dye, Michael Frati, and Spearhead are here to play live. They released a new album in 2006 called Yell Fire, inspired by Michael Frati's trip to see Iraq firsthand. There's also a film of his experiences called I Know I'm Not Alone. The band will play live in just a moment, but I started off by asking Michael what inspired that trip to Iraq in the first place.
Well, I got tired of watching the news every night and just hearing generals and politicians trying to explain with very high-tech graphics the economic cost and the political cost of war without ever mentioning the human cost of war. And I kept seeing them talk about these incredible high-tech machines that they had and all these bombs. And I kept thinking, man, isn't there people? Baghdad is a city of 5 million people. Certainly somebody's getting hit. And so I wanted to see things for myself. And so I just picked up my guitar and a video camera and took some friends and we flew to Baghdad. And I played music on street corners. And then as people would approach, I'd say, please tell me about your life. And they'd take me into their homes, take me into their hospitals or their schools or places of music and art. And I just talked to everyday people, doctors and taxi drivers and restaurateurs and people on the street. And then I also spent time with U.S. soldiers talking to them about what they felt they were there for originally versus what they came to discover was lies, that Saddam was involved in 9/11 and that there were weapons of mass destruction. And when they found out that those two things weren't true, they just said, we want to get the hell out of here.
And how were you – now, people have to realize this was a couple of years ago now.
Yeah.
And how was their original thought then? And can you – I mean, I wonder what – we have no idea what they're thinking now.
Yeah. What was happening then is, people were very grateful that Saddam was gone. But they were living under more difficult situations with the occupation. There was no electricity. There still is very little electricity available. No safe drinking water, so kids are dying of waterborne viruses. Very limited access to health care, almost no access to health care. Education was difficult because it's just difficult to travel around Baghdad. And then that's on top of the 100,000 people who died during the initial bombings. And then every day there's soldiers breaking into their homes, arresting people, people getting shot in the streets. Air raids continue to happen, and then you compound that with then the what they've been calling the insurgency, which is really a resistance to the occupation. It's not just a few crazies. It's them, the people of Iraq, soldiers who took off their uniforms and said, "We're going to fight this war as a guerrilla style urban war."
And this got captured in a number of ways. You took some video when you were there, but you were not really planning on doing a movie at that point, were you?
Yeah, at first I was just going to shoot video and maybe, just have it for my own purposes and then also edit little bits and put it up on YouTube or something and put it up on our website. But it became clear as I was there that as soon as I got on the ground, I was able to film stuff that I had never, ever seen on the nightly news. It's like, it was unbelievable. When you watch the news, all you see is that same little view from the Sheraton Hotel out onto the square where they pulled down the statue of Saddam and some guy there with a kind of safari-looking vest, giving the nightly report of it's almost like the football scores where there are 8 people killed today, 13, but nobody ever went onto the street and just talks to the people there. And so I realized this is stuff that I need to turn into a full-length documentary and get out.
And the film is called I'm Not Alone, which is one of the songs on Yell Fire, and the album is Yell Fire. God, okay, you're going to start with the title of the film or the title of the album? Where you want to begin?
We're going to start with the song called Light Up Your Lighter because, today's a, with this last election, this is, I feel, a very important time in this country. And the message that was sent loud and clear in this election was that we want an end to this failed policy in Iraq. And as I've been traveling around the country and touring, every city that I go to, I'm meeting veterans who are now home from Iraq or people who are on leave from Iraq or in the front row of our shows saying, I don't want to go back. I don't want to go back there. And so this is a song for the veterans and for our young men and women who are over there. Best way to support them is by bringing them home as fast as we can.
never makes no sense. It never makes no sense. Fire, 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 light up your lighter. Fire, fire, fire. Oh, it never makes no sense. So tell the president. Fire, 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 light up your lighter. Fire, fire, fire. Oh, Armageddon is a deadly day. Armageddon is a deadly way. They're coming for you every day. While senators on a holiday, the army recruiters in the parking lot, hustling the kids, they're juggling pot. Listen, young man, listen to my plan. Gonna make you money, gonna make you a man. Bam, bam. Here's what you get on M16 and a Kevlar vest. You might come home with one less leg, but this thing will surely keep a bullet at your chest. So come on, come on, sign up, come on. This one's nothing like Vietnam, except for the bullets, except for the bomb, except for the youth that's gone. So we keep it on till they're coming home. Higher, higher, fire, 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 light up your lighter, fire, fire, fire. So we keep it on till they're coming home. Higher and higher. Fire, fire, fire. Light up your lighter. Fire, fire, fire. Tell me, President, tell me if you will. How many people does a smart bomb kill? How many of them do you think we got? The general says we never miss a shot. And we never, ever keep a body count. Killing so officially we can't keep count. In the Afghan hills, the rebels still fighting. Opium fields keep on providing the best heroin that money can buy. And nobody knows where Osama been hiding. The press conferences keep on lying like we don't know. So we keep it on till they're coming home. Higher and higher. Fire, fire, fire. Machine guns on the New York Transit line. The war for oil is a war for the beast. The war on terror is a war on peace. Telling you they're gonna protect you, and telling you that they support the troops, and don't let them fool you with their milk and honey. No, they only want your money. One step forward, two step back. One step forward, two steps back. Why the veterans get no respect? PTSD and a broken back. So take a look at where your money's gone. Take a look at what they spend it on. No excuses, no illusions. Light up your lighter, bring them home. So we keep it on till they're coming home. Higher and higher. Fire, fire, fire. Light up your lighter. Fire, fire, fire. So we keep it on till they're coming home. Higher, higher. Fire, fire, fire. Light up your lighter. Fire, fire, fire. Take me away now, y'all. Fire, fire. Yo. Light up your lighter now.
Light Up Your Lighter from Michael Frani and Spearhead. They're playing live for us today, and that's one from Yell Fire, part of which was recorded in Jamaica with Sly and Robbie, the great Jamaican rhythm section that's been on so many albums over the years. And had you met them? That must have been kind of a thrill to hook up.
We'd worked with them on a couple tracks before, and then when I had written all these songs in kind of demo form. He said, let's go to Jamaica. And one of the things that we wanted to do is make this record not be a dour, angry record of 14 songs cursing the president. We wanted to make it be an uplifting and inspiring album. And so we enlisted their dance, percussion, and rhythm. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. And what about writing these songs after your experiences? How did they come quickly? Or?
Well, when I came back, I started reviewing this, like, about 200 hours of videotape that we'd shot. And as I would look at the footage, a lot of emotions would come up for me, and I'd start to write songs as I would watch it. And so...
Were you writing to the images, thinking they would go together?
Yeah, I'd write to the images. And sometimes just write a few chords that I felt like would score the scene, and then other times words would come to mind, and I would need to get it out. So it's really a catharsis for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, do one that and describe maybe what the images were that you
used to. Let's do Tolerance. This song, Tolerance, came from watching images of kids in the hospital who had been blown up and were missing limbs. And then later that evening, I went to play for U.S. soldiers, and I was saying to myself, man, how can I play for these guys who may have done this to these, you know, young kids, 8, 9-year-old kids, you know? And then also, how is it that these young men and women who are here are suffering in their own way because they've been asked to do something they don't want to do anymore? And they said, you know, we're patriots. We're sworn to come here and do whatever we're told to do. But part of our patriotism now is to say that this is a failed policy and we want to get out of here. And so this song, Tolerance, came from that juxtaposition.
A child is born and a mama's torn about the life that it's bound to live. A sun and moon, modest home is all they ask in the Lord to give. But politics and big events, they never seem to notice the little guy. So make a plan or simply hold a hand. Don't ever be a passerby. Oh, oh, oh. Tolerance or violence, and the whole world goes to war. Is one enough, or is one too many, before we say no more? Could you ever love a pot of gold? Or could you ever love another lonely soul? And could you ever find a love that was oceans wide? Could you ever find love in another stranger's? Give a little tolerance, tolerance. We need you more and more. So make a plan, or simply hold a friend that's in need of a life support. Volunteer, yeah, to be the last one to die for love. Oh, oh, oh.
tolerance of violence, and the whole world goes to war. Is one enough, or is one too many before we say no more? Too many before we say no more, no more, no more, no more.
That's Tolerance, another one of the new songs from Yell Fire from Michael Frati and Spearhead, who are here today. And a lot of people have recorded this with you. Dave Schulz here, Carl Young. Who else is in the band?
Raleigh Neal is here on the piano, and he just recently joined the group, and Manas Etienne on the drums.
You know, part of you, I mean, I don't know how there's any possible way to separate who you are as a political being as to who you are from a musical being, but from my way of looking, if you weren't any good at the musical aspect of it, people might not hear your political end of it. Do you think about that? Do you
definitely. I mean, that's part of the craft of being a songwriter and musician. And then also as a live performer, you got to come out and bring it, you know, and that's, I think that's the thing that has got us the farthest, is that our live shows are really strong and that people come to see the live shows and come night after night and then get turned on, and then they turn their friends on and say, come see this band, and then they get turned on. And so it's really been a word of mouth thing. And
Michael Frati and Spearhead are our guests today in the studio. What do you want to do next?
Let's do I Know I'm Not Alone.
I Know I'm Not Alone.
I read the news, I'm all telling me to choose, but there's only lies to choose from. How many died today? How many lost their homes? A shot, a gun. Oh, loved one, what happened to our sons? But I know.
That's I Know I'm Not Alone, which is the title track of the film that we've been talking about that Michael Franti has put together, and it's on the album Yellow Fire. Michael Franti and Spearhead are playing live with us today on the cafe, and it's a joy to have this band in here. Michael, thanks so much for coming in. Thanks to the band.
Thank you.
Real treat. Michael Franti and Spearhead are guests, and we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.